Beis. Romilei Abaye le Rav Yosef. It's around 10 lines from the bottom. Romilei Abaye le Rav Yosef. Mi Omar Rav Shimon. Kovsa muta le taltalo. Kovsa ein like kovsa loy. But before we learn this Gemara, perhaps just let's look at the Lashon HaMishneh and the Lashon HaGemara and we'll appreciate Tosfos Kasha. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Daled Amud Aleph says as follows. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Oimer Kol HaNeiros Metaltalin Chutz Min HaNeir HaDoylek B'Shabbos. A person is permitted to be metaltal Kol HaNeiros. Kol HaNeiros means Sai a ner chodosh, sai a ner yoshan, which is mos, all these were neiris of cheres. One is permitted to carry them. In Shabbos, it would burn, it didn't burn. Chutz, min ha ner hadoylik b'Shabbos. A ner that is burning in Shabbos, that one is not permitted to be metaltal while it is burning. That is the Mishnah. Let us look in the Gemara. Tana Rabbonon, metaltalim ner chodosh, avo lo yoshon divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you're only allowed to be metaltal on ner that was never used. A ner yoshon that was once used, even if it was used 10 weeks ago, it's mos. So one is not permitted to be metaltal it. Rabbi Meir oimer kol haneris metaltalim chutz min haner shehidliku boi b'Shabbos. Rabbi Meir holds that one is permitted to be metaltal all neris, besides a ner that was nitlak that Shabbos. You also given this katzoi. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, chutz min haner hadoylik b'Shabbos. So here he is repeating himself. This is the b'raise, we have the same halacha that it says in the Mishnah. That a ner hadoylik b'Shabbos, a ner that was burning in Shabbos, is not permitted to be metaltal while it is burning. Kovso, if it burnt out, muta letaltalo. Then one is permitted to be metaltal. Let us see a little further. Rabbi Lezer b'Rab Shimon Oimer, mistapek min haner hakovo, a person is permitted to use the shemen of haner hakovo, and Rashi says, what does haner hakovo mean? So Rashi says, haner hakovo is, the kivin the cover vahilech lamachayiv sum mishum mechaber. A ner that is in the process of burning out, you're not chayiv alts mechaber. So that's what Rabbi Lezer by Rabbi Shimon says, mistapik min haner hakovo. And later Abaye says, Omar Abaye, Rabbi Lezer by Rabbi Shimon, sova lo kevua bechode, apoligalei bechode. Sova lo kevua bechode de les le mukze, apolig le bechode, di lavua sova kova ein le kova loy, di sova rafa gav de loy kova. So the way Rashi says pshat, that there's a machloikis, Rabbi Eleza bar Rab Shimon and his father, if one is permitted, Rabbi Eleza bar Rab Shimon said that Rabbi Eleza bar Rab Shimon said that mistapik min haner hakova, that a person is permitted to use the shemen from a ner that is about to become extinguished. That in Rab Shimon holds, kovsa ein like kovsa loy. Only when it's completely burnt out, then one is permitted to be metaltal. But if it's not completely burnt out, one is not permitted to be mistapik min hashemen. Now, let us see our Gemara again. Ramilei Abaye l'Rav Yosef. Abaye asked Akasha to Rav Yosef. Mi Omar Rav Shimon. And Abaye asked Akasha from the Baraisa. Mi Omar Rav Shimon Kovso Muta Letaltalo. Rav Shimon said when it is burnt out completely, then he's permitted to be metaltal. Kovso Ein, if it's burnt out, then he's permitted to be metaltal. Loi Kovso Loi. But if it's not burnt out completely, he's not permitted to be metaltal. My time. So he asked him, why isn't he permitted to carry a ner while it is still burning, before it's burnt out? So he answered him, Dilma Bahadi did not get law cops. He says, no, it's a dangerous affair. You're going to carry a nair. So it could be while he's carrying it, the wick might fall into the shemen and it'll get extinguished. So he might extinguish it while he carries it. Therefore, that is the svar of Rav Shimon. So Kozman is burning. He's not permitted to carry it. So Abaye asked further, Hoshamin leila Rav Shimon doma dovo shein miskaven muta. Rav Shimon holds dovo shein miskaven muta. The Tanya, we learned in Abaraisa. Rav Shimon oimer goyrer odom kisei mito visavso ubilvaj lo yiskaven lasis charit. Even though a malacha will occur, as long as he doesn't have any intent to do the malacha, he's permitted to do it. He's permitted to schlep a benkel, as long as he doesn't have an intent to make a charitz. So, Memela, what's wrong with carrying a nair if he doesn't have an intent that it should get extinguished? If by accident, unintentionally, it'll become kofso, so what's wrong with that? You're allowed to do it. That was Abayis Kasha to Rav Yosef. So he answered him, no. Kol heich adachi mechaven ike isura diye reise. So he said like this. If the Aveira that might come out, if he would be mechaven to do this Aveira, there would be an Isur Diyei Raise, is kiloi mechaven, goza Rav Shimon mida Rabbono. So Rav Shimon was goizer eini miskaven, since we're playing around with a Diyei Raise, so, and if he would be miskaven, he'd be even Isur Diyei Raise, so Rav Shimon holds a dovo sheini miskaven is also mida Rabbono. So therefore, that's the teretz to your kasha. Kibui haner is an iser d'iraisa. So memela, so even though by carrying it, it only become unintentionally niskabe, but if since with kavone kibui haner is a d'iraisa, so unintentionally is also midarabonon. That is why Rav Shimon said you're not allowed to be metaltal haner. But kol heicha d'chi mechavet, but if he would be mechaven, there's only an Isra Darabonon involved. That means by Goyrer Odom Kisei Mitzav Isavsal, afilu he would want to make a charitz in the ground with this Kisei Mitzav Isavsal. So it's only Chayiv Midarabonon, because that's Ein Derech Harisha Bekach. If a person wants to dig, he doesn't dig with chairs. He digs with a shovel. So memele, so this is acharishe sheloi kederech. It's not a chayfa kederech. So memele safilu he would be mechaven. It also would only be an isel darabonon. So since it's only an isel darabonon when he does it intentionally, so there Rav Shimon says if it's done unintentionally, it's mutar lagamrei. Kocheche dechi mechaven iki isura darabonon kiloi mechaven shori Rav Shimon lechatchila. So if he's not mechaven, then Rav Shimon is matal lechatchila. This was Rav Yosef's teretz to Abaye's kasha. Before we go further, let us just see one Tosfos, and I'd like to tell you over what Rabbi Kivega says on this Tosfos. Abaye, when Abaye asked the kasha, that Abaye saw that Rav Shimon asks to carry a nail doluk. So how did Abaye prove it? He brought the Baraisa. The Baraisa says, Kovso, if the Nair burnt out, that was the Loshin of Rav Shimon, Kovso Mutal Talto. When it's Kovso Mutal Talto. So Taisus had a Meiridike Kash over here. Why did Abaye have to ask from the Baraisa? Why didn't he ask from the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Kol haner is metaltlam chutz miner hadoylik b'shabbos. You're not allowed to be metaltl a ner that is burning. That's a Mishnah. Rav Shimon in the Baraisa says, chutz min haner hadoylik b'shabbos. You're not allowed to be metaltl haner hadoylik b'shabbos. Also he says klov. Then he says, kov so, if it burnt out, mutal letaltlam. So he said two times, Bepembola, you're not allowed to be metaltal aner hadoilek. And then he says, if it burnt out, you're mutter to be metaltal. And when Abaye asks the kasha, why aren't you permitted to be metaltal when it's burning, he brings this last member in the baraisa. Kovso, mutter letaltal. So Tyson says, "Kein derech hashas, the avol garda v'motzi lasuye reishe, diktoni behed yechutz min haner adolik b'shabes." Look how Abaye asked. Abaye asked with a dig. Kavsa muta l'talpla. Kavsa ain, like kavsa like, but if it's burning, you're not allowed to. He had to ask from the sefer with a deal. So Taisa says, the Mishnah says, Beferish, you're not allowed to be metalpul, aner hadoilig. The Baraisa says, Beferish. Maisi sefer v'daikane. That's king derech hashas. It's very modern that this is the derech hashas, the one ask a kashe, tachmud the chazoy game. It's very schwer. So Rabbi Kiveger wants to say a teretz on Tosfos Kasha, which in reality is a beautiful teretz, but l'chayra I have a shtikl ha'ore on Rabbi Kiveger. First let us tell over what Rabbi Kiveger says. There's a gemara in Soif Shabbos that there's a machloikis Rav Sheishis in Rav Yosef. Rav Sheishis says a statement that it is impossible that there should be a machloikis tanoim, and one tanoim should hold as an iser d'araisa, and the other tanoim should hold its muta legamri. We never find a machloikis to such great extremes. One holds its osam in a teira, the zachi of chatos, and the other one holds its muta legamri. It can't be such a thing. That's what Rav Sheishis holds. And Rabbi Kiveja says, Abaye also seems to hold like this. So you have Abaye and Rav Sheishis holds, there can never be such a machlokes. In Rav Yosef, over there, Halknit says, could be that one Tana holds its Sostam in Atayim, and the other Tana holds its Mutal Legamri. Everything is possible. Fine. So Rabbi Kiveja says as follows. We have here, in the Baraisa, Daf Mem Dalet Omed Dalet, we have here, as we had started before, we have here a machloikis, Rabbi Lezer b'Rab Shimon and Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says, Kovso, if it's burnt out, muta letaltolo. When it's burnt out, you're allowed to be metaltolo. Rabbi Lezer b'Rab Shimon says in this beraise, Mistapik min haner hakovo. One is permitted to take out shemen from the ner hakova, from a ner that is in the process of burning out. And Rashi says, the kivin de kova v'hoilech, since it's on the process of burning out, loy mechayev su mishum mechaber. So he holds there's no chiev of mechaber. So Rav Shimon, so poshid you learn pshat in Rashi, that there's no iser of mechaber, a ner, that in the process of burning out, there's no Isser of Mechaber. That's what Rabbi Lezer b'Rab Shimon holds. So Poshet, what is the Lomdit? So Poshet, it's similar like, there's no Chiyav Ritzich on a Treife. A Treife, he's a Gavre Ktila, so he's moving, he's talking, he's dead already. So Rabbi Lezer b'Rab Shimon said, Mestapik min haner hakov, a person is permitted to take the shemen out of a nail that's on the shaskas, he said the nail is in the process of burning out. There's no iser of mechaber. And so the Abaye says over there, Rab Shimon disagrees with him. Rab Shimon says, kovso muta letalpa. When it burnt out, then you're permitted to be metalpa. But kozman, it's still burning, you're not allowed to be metalpa. So there's a machloike. According to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, according to Rav Elazar ben Rav Shimon, you're allowed to be mistapik from the shemen when it's the process of burning out. According to Rav Shimon, you're not allowed to. Kofso. So Rabbi Kiveger says, so we have here a machloikis. Rav Elazar ben Rav Shimon holds that it is mutter to take shemen from a nail that's in the process of dying out. It's mutter. It's mutter lachatchila. His father, Rav Shimon, disagrees. Kofso. So there's a machloikis, when it's dying out, is it mutter also? So his father disagrees. He says, kofso mutter letalpo. But when it's in that process, it's also. So Rabbi Kiveger says, now Rabbi Shimon that asks, does he ask him in a Torah, does he ask him in the Rabbonim? So Abaye, and we mentioned Abaye and Rav Sheishis held one sheet, you cannot have a machloikis, one should say it's mutter legamri, and the other should say it's also in a Torah. So Memele, so according to Rav Shimon,
that kavsa mutal l'talpula, aber loy kavsa, loy kavsa include, when it's on the process of dying out, is also l'talpula, so mitzvah is only an isa kibui d'rabbono. It can't be more than an isa kibui d'rabbono. If his son holds his mutal l'gamri, so Rav Shimon should hold it, then it's also min ha-tayre. So Abaye, so the machlokes is only on the rabbono. But he wasn't matarit by a dover shayne miskav. So when Abaye asked the kashas of Rabbi Kivege, so Abaye didn't ask on the Mishnah. He knew what Rabbi Yosef had up his sleeve. Rabbi Yosef is going to tell him that if it's awesome in a Torah, Dovah Shein Miskaven is awesome in the Rabbonon. Something that's awesome in the Rabbonon, then Dovah Shein Miskaven is Mutter. He knew what Rabbi Yosef has to tell him. So that's if he would ask him from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you're not allowed, permitted to be metaltal on their doluk. Yeah, versteht ihr? And they're dolik if you'll be mechabed it, and it's all their eyes. So Dovish and Miskaven is also, he knew this terrors of Rabbi Yosef. But therefore he asked the kasha from the Bereise. In the Bereise, there you see, there's a machloikis on a ner that's on the matzav of Gesise. Rabbi Lezeb and Rabbi Shimon says, ner hakova, a ner that is in the process of burning out, you're permitted to be mistapik, and Rabbi Shimon answers. So there is only an issel the rabbono. If Lazar Rabbi Shimon is matter, so Mistama Rabbi Shimon only asks me the rabbono. If I have alpikin, you're not allowed to be metaltalit. That's why Abaye was medayik to ask from the Baraisa. He didn't want to ask from the Mishnah. What did Rabbi Yosef answer him? No, Rabbi Yosef l'shitase. We said Rabbi Yosef holds that there could be a machlekes to extremes. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon holds that it's mutter, and Rabbi Shimon holds it's also min ha-Torah. That's how Rabbi Kivege for emphasis tois v'skasha, v'nochen hu. Rabbi Kivege, it's beautiful. Now, dach sich mir, this amoyridike taina on Rabbi Kivege. If the Olam will remember, we had mentioned a tois v'sarosh on this Gemara. The tois v'sarosh asks, what is pshat? In Rabbi Lezer Barab Shimon, you have a ner that's in the process of burning out, you're allowed to be mistapik min Hashemen. Why are you allowed to do such a thing? Rashi said, that's a Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. So the Tosfos HaRosh is a Meirah d'Kipshat. A mistapik min Hashemen, what's wrong if I take out, you have a pint of oil that's burning, and I want to take out a teaspoonful. What's wrong with that? You b'chayv al smachaba min HaTorah. It's still burning. So the Tais HaRosh as the Isser is because the pint is going to burn for 2 hours. If I take out the teaspoonful, it's going to burn now for 1 hour and 3 quarters. So I was goyrim that 15 minutes it shouldn't burn. So that's Yechayev of Kibuy. That's called Yechayev of Kibuy because it had a lifespan of 2 hours and I made that it should go, it burn out after 1 hour and 3 quarters. That's the issa of mistapik min Hashem. That's the issa. Zuktetaisis HaRosh, so that is pshat in Rabbi Lezer Barab Shimon. So Rabbi Lezer Barab Shimon says, but if the wick is on the deathbed already, the wick is only going to burn another 5 minutes, so what's gate on that you're going to take out a teaspoon from the Shemen? What are you doing over here? Not that Rabbi Lezer Barab Shimon holds you're permitted to extinguish a small light, a light that's about to die out. Chas v'sholem. That's a mitzvah deraisa of mechaber. There's no such matter. No one would ever be matter. There's no such, it's not like a treife, that you're allowed to kill a treife. A light that is in the process of burning out is a light, and there's a mitzvah mechaber min ha-Torah. Rabbi Lezer, but Rabbi Shimon is making mistapik. That Rabbi Lezer Shimon says you're allowed to extinguish it. Rabbi Lezer, but Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to take out some oil. Because by taking out oil, you're not doing anything. It's either they're only going to burn for 5 minutes. It's all burn for 5 minutes with my teaspoon or without my teaspoon. So that is the machloikis, Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Shimon asked her that. That's for truth. But al koponim, we don't find bechlala machloikis. If one is permitted to be mechabe, a ner that is in the process of being covered. So if that is the case, so then l'chayre, the whole cheshbon of Rabbi Kivege is not eisgehalten. That's what I wanted to be moira. Let us go further. Al koponim, so Rabbi Yosef answered Abaye that Rabbi Shimon was only matar adovo she'enei miskaven if he be mechaven, it's also midarabon. Mosib Rava. So Rava didn't want to buy this teretz, and he says as follows. We have a Mishnah, Moichexus, people who sell begodim, Moichin, and they want to show the people what it looks like, so they Moichin Kedarko. They're allowed to wear the begodim, the suits that they are selling. They don't have to be Mishanad Oifin Alavisha. Ubilvad Shalai Yiskavin Bechamo Mibnei Hachamo Ubiksham Mibnei Hachsham. Shatnez, the suits that they're selling is shatnez. So they should not have kavone to protect themselves from the elements with these begodim. I'm wearing it for the sole purpose to show the people my wares. Moichin kedaklar sigashi vafilu shel kloyim, allowed to wear begodim shel shatnez, loiv shoy laharoisoy bishuk. They allowed to put it on to show people what it looks like. Ubilvad shelo yiskaven lahano aschimo. But he shouldn't have any intent. It's a cold day. He shouldn't have an intent. No, it's business with pleasure. The begodim are warming me also. Shlo yiskavon lano schimum, v'ho rab shimini midosol bosol kavon. V'atznuyim, the people, the tznuyim, the machmirim, mavshilim b'makal l'achayrei. They wouldn't put a beged of shatnez on their shoulders. So they have attached to their backs, they have a board, and over the board, they put the beged shel shatnez, it's hanging on the board, and on their backs, it doesn't touch them. That's the tznuim. Abo me'iker adin, as long as you're not mechaven, it is muta. So Rav asked Rabbi Yosef, v'hocha, d'chi mechaven, yisuda d'raisa ike. If he'd be mechaven to have hanos chimum, he's even yisuda d'raisa of shatnez. Ki loy mechaven, shori Rav Shimon l'chatchil, and he's not mechaven, it's muta l'chatchil. So yes, no, Rabbi Yosef, so you see your cheshbon is not iskal. So Memela, we're back to Abayis Kasha. So why is one not permitted to be metaltal on Ner Hadoilik? What could be? What's wrong? Elo Amarove, so Rove said a new terms. Hanach l'ner, shemen upsile, hoyel v'nase bosis l'dover ho'osa. There's a different reason. The shalheves is a dover ho'osa. The shalheves is mukte. Exactly why the shalheves is mukte is not clear. It doesn't have a din keili, it doesn't have a din oichel. It's mukte, it's a din of eitzim pavonim. So the shalheves is mukte. So the psile and the shemen and the ner are all abosis to the shalheves. It's abosis to the shalheves. So therefore you're not allowed to be metalful. It's mukte. Not al teinah, not al shema yiskabe. No, different cheshbon and ganzen. It's a bosses l'shalheves. So let us see Rashi. L'dover ha'osa l'shalheves. The b'chihai mukze moide Rav Shimon. This mukze Rav Shimon is moide. Shakli tofel l'shalheves bo'oide boy. V'lav mishum d'chayish l'kviya. Not because he's chayish of kviya. It's a tofel to the shalheves. So it's a bosses l'dover ha'osa. Bosses, Moishav, Eskanoi Metagamin, Moishav, Eskanoi Metagamin and Besise. Zok Toysus. Hanach Lener, Shemen Upsila, Hoyo, Venase, Bosses, Ledova Ha'osa. So Toysus had a kasha, why do you have to make a whole Chadgadi over here, that the Psila and the Shemen and the Ner, all are Bosses, Ledova Ha'osa. We asked the kasha on the Ner. It's the kasha, why aren't you permitted to be metaltal the ner? So say the ner is a boss with the boss. Why you have to say that the shemen is a boss, is that the psila is a boss? What's felt aside? So Tais says, it's the chlameima b'shemen the nas a boss is the boss. You have to say that also, why? The ilav ochi, loy ho ya ner osa letaltal, because if the shemen would not be a boss, that the boss is the boss, the boss amutar, v'shori. So the ner, the receptacle that's holding the shemen, that's holding the psila, that's holding the shalevis, is a bosses to the shemen, and which is a dover hamuta, and the shalevis is a dover osa. The have a bosses dover osa, dover muta. The shori, kidom abesomuch. We're going to have soon in the Gemara, kevina by Rav Nachman, have a metaltale, knune agav kitma, avogav dikale shivrayet. The Gemara will say later, that there used to be metaltal, a keli, which had ashes which were not mukze. It had shivrei eitzim which are mukze. And they were metaltal, because it's a bosses of davar, a bosses of davar mutter. So, b'zayis, the same thing should be. If the shema would not be a bosses, I'm a mele, so the nail would be a bosses of davar, a bosses of davar mutter. Fine. V'intayma. Fine. So that's what we had to say, that the shemen is a bosses. V'intayma, psila, amai, koma, davar bosses, le davar osa. Hiatzme have a davar osa. A psila alone is a davar ha'osa. Ki da omer lekamo, vishovin shim yesh bo shivrei psilois, sha'osa letalpulo. The Gemara says later, if you'll have a nail, and in the nail there is a partially used psila, partially used wick, so the nail is a basis to the nail, the receptacle is a basis to the psila, and you'll have to be metalpulo. So we see that a psila is muktzeh. So why did the Gemara have to say that the psila is a bosses? The psila alone is muktzeh. The shloima, the shivrei psilois, have a shivrei kelim. A used psila, that's shivrei kelim, v'domi litzroires. Avo psila, shleima, shehi keli, have a shori. He loved the nasa's bosses, l'dover ha'osa. So Tosfos says there's a difference between shivrei psilois, a psila which was partially used already, that's taka mukta, that's not a keli, that's eitzim vavonim. Masha enkein, a psila which wasn't used, that's a keli. So weiter, so the ner would be a bosses, to davar hamuta, the psila is a davar hamuta. Therefore the Gemara says, no, the psila is also a bosses to the shalevis. That is Tosfos. So when we learn the Tosfos, Tosfos tells us there's a chiluk between shivrei psilois and a psila shleim. Rabbi Kiveger on this Tosfos says he sees the Tosfos, but he can't begin to understand what Tosfos is saying. He says, what's the difference from a psila shleima to shivrei psilois? He says he could have a psila that was 5 inches long and it was used 3 times, so now it's 3.5 inches long. That's called not a keli. And you'll have a psila which is 1 inch long, a shleima, that is a keli. He says, what's the purpose of a psila? Psila's a wick, and the purpose of a wick is it's burnt. So why is a used psila, that's called, that's not a keli, it's like tzchoire. And a unused psila, first time in use, that's not a keli. He doesn't understand this. Before we go further, it's like a meiradik, a shekelach. What's pshat in Tosfos? So, the Martis HaShekel and the Chazon Ish, both of them say pshat in Tosfos that we can't take Tosfos face value. Rabbi Kiveger is 100% right. You have a psila which is still usable, that's sicher not muktzeh, it's zochilik, shleima. Shivrei psilis are called when it's not usable anymore. That means you can't use it anymore as a psila. It's so burnt out, or it's because of the size of it. A shivrei psilis means you can't use it anymore for a psila. So that is not a keli. Psila shleima means you can use it for a psila. That's all what Tosfos means. It's a very innocent Tosfos. Tosfos does not mean that psaza chilek between psaza once used, never used. That's not pshat in Tosfos. A kaponim, Rabbi Kiveger did not learn like that pshat in Tosfos. And if I'm not mistaken, the Derech HaChaim also did not learn like that pshat in Tosfos. Okay. Rabbi Kiveger wants to say, lulei divrei ha-Tosfos, he would fa'emfa Tosfos kasha in a different way. Now, Rabbi Kiveger says as follows, and it's a yisoidis, it's a meiridike yisoidis de kizach. We have a machloikis, it's a meiridike noigeya lehaloche. We have a machloikis, Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon by Mukte. Now we hear on Daf Lamed Vav a machloikis by a chatzoitzres. Rab Shimon held a chatzoitzres, one is not permitted to be metaltal a chatzoitzres, not letzoich gufi, not letzoich mekoimai even. And Rab Shimon holds you're permitted to be metaltal a chatzoitzres, tzaitzres letzoich gufi, letzoich mekoimai. So Tosfos explains there what is the machloikis Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda. So Taisa says as follows. We have a klal that everyone agrees to. A kli shemalachta le'isa, a hammer. Everyone holds l'tzeich gufei l'tzeich mekayma is mutter. Why? Because a kli shemalachta le'isa has tashmishei heter also. That means it's not only used to bang a nail, you can use it for other things also. There is tashmishei heter that it has. So it has a teiras keli olav, even though it's oimid for meleches isa, that's true, but here's a teiras keli, since it has other tashmishim also. So there everyone holds the tzeichach kufi tzeich mekoyme is muta. Achatzoitzreis has very little tashmishei heter. The only thing you do with achatzoitzreis is you blow it. So it's a klisha malach delis. He could, maybe he could use it for a paperweight sometimes. But al koponim, it's very rare. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's oimet for Malachas Issa. A kli that's oimet for Malachas Issa does not have a teres kli on it. So it's that, in Shabbos this is not a usable article because it's oimet for Malachas Issa. Paperweights, who uses it for paperweights? You have to have the fan going and then you have a pile of paper. Oh, it's not oimet for that. So Memele, so it's a keli that is Miyuchid only for Meleches Issa, because he's not Goyres, the Shimush of a paperweight. So Mamela, so it doesn't have, it loses the Shem Keli, so Philotzer Guvitzer Mekoymai is also Asa. Rab Shimon holds not Machnish Tavek. There is some type of a Shimush that it's still usable. That's the Svar of Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon is the one that's always a person, never Messiah Das. This always has a use. There'll be a time we'll use it on Shabbos also. So because of this small shimush, so Rab Shimon says it's like a hammer. A hammer, you use 25% of the time to open up nuts. And this you only use 1%. It's like a hammer. It wasn't a spoil. This is a miyut shimush. So Memele, he holds that since it has also a shimush al heter, that makes it like every klisha malachtoi le'isil, that's mutl tzeich gufi tzeich mekayme. Zokt Rabbi Kiveya. But what will be if you'll have a keli that has no use whatsoever, only meleches isa? And that's in the sugya we had daf mem vov, we had, according to Rab Shimon, that shrage de nifte also little tulay. According to Rab Shimon, not allowed to be metalful, period. Why? Because the odor is so bad, no one will use it for anything. Till Rabbi Rav Yosef said they'll use it for a bottle top. But al kaponim, till Rabbi Rav Yosef, we didn't hold the opinion of a bottle top. So you have a ner shel neft, he could use it for burning neft in it, but al kaponim, there's no shimu shel heta whatsoever. So Rab Shimon is also moide. Rab Shimon is also moide that it's mukse, it's not a keli. That is the guidelines. A maimer hamuskel. There's a moiridike machloikis hapoiskim in this. But all chashulchan says lahaloche, and the vinkum mashloim is al menorbach, that a leichter, bismaneinu, what does one do with a leichter? Bisman chazali did a lot of other things with a leichter. But by us, a life is only miyuchit to burn. No one puts mayonnaise in it. No, they don't use it for any other thing. It's used only to burn an air in it. So the Ol Chashulchan says it's also the talful period. It doesn't have any shimush whatsoever. Well, according to Rab Shimon, a pen, others say, is also, that's not a klisha malach delisa. A pen is used only for writing. That is what it's used for. So a mail it is worse than a chatzoitz, right? So it's not a klisha malach delisa. It is also the talpa period. Zot Rabbi Kiveya. So a wick, what is a wick? What does one do with a wick? He says the only thing you can do with a wick is burn it. So he wants to emphasize this kasha. So he says, so kozman. So if you have a wick that's not burning, a wick is echt muktzeh. Not because it was once burned. A wick is muktzeh. A wick is, there's only, you don't use it for dental floss, a wick. So a wick is only aimed to burn it. So it doesn't have any shimush al heter whatsoever. So Mamela, a wig is Eitzim Bavonim. That's why the Gemara says later, if you have a Ner, Shivrei Psila, because the Psila was once used, but it's Lav Davke. That if a Psila in a Ner, so it's a Bosis, to Eitzim Bavonim. This is never Teres Kaili. That's why it is Mukta. He says, a Ner, a wick that is burning, he says, there, since it is doing something, it is being mayor, b'shas hadloke, since I'm having a shimush from it. Avol, this is the Lashon of Rabbi Kivega, avol ner hadoylek, ta psila oise tashmishay lahoyeloy. That means a wick that is not burning, there's nothing I can do with it now. It's worthless. I can't be madlik it because it's Shabbos. So memela, so it's Eitzim Avonim, because there's no shimush whatsoever. You don't do use it for anything else. But an apsila that is burning, so I have something from it. Oise tashmishay lahoyeloy. It's doing something for me. I'm deriving benefit from it. So in the matzav, while it's burning, so I can derive benefit without doing a meleches issa with it. So he says that's einei muktzeh. So then one should be permitted to be metaltalit. So therefore the Gemara said, but the psilas are bosses to the shalheves. So because of bosses, one is not permitted to be metaltal the psila. That's what the Kivega says, he would for emphatis viskashe lulei divreya taisvis. Let us go further. Omar Rab Zeira, Omar Rab Asi, Omar Rab Yechanan, Omar Rab Chanina, Omar Rab Rumnes. Li hita Rebbe letaltel machto biyafro. Rebbe was matter for me to be metaltel a machto ba'afro. Let us see in Rashi. Omar Rab Rumnes li hita Rebbe letaltel machto shel avoino. There was a machto that used to be used to a machta zakeli that you burn spices in it, ba'afro, and in the machta there was eifer, there was ashes. Kasal kedaitach ba'afro. What does he mean to say? He would permit me to be metalto the machta be'afro im afro koma. That he was allowed to be metalto the machta even though the ashes are still in it. She eifer mukze, eifer is mukze. And they didn't need the Eifer. Vashminon. And so what's the Chiddush? Ta'agav machta diketeres keile yoleo. Tiltoloi mafro. Since the machta has a teres keile. So even though the Eifer does not, the Eifer is mukse, you're allowed to carry. So it comes out that Rabbi Rumnes is telling us that Rabbi was matter to carry a bosses. I mean, even though the macht is holding Eifer and the Eifer is mukta, you're allowed to carry it. As I come to it. Omar le Rabbi Zeire le Rabasi, mi omar Rabbi Yechanan hochi. Could Rabbi Yechanan say such a statement? For Snan, we learned in the Mishneh, neitel odom bnoi ve'even biyodom. Person is permitted to carry a son, and the son is holding an eved. So then, Mr. the son doesn't become a boss to the eved. Oy kalkola, is permitted to carry a bowl. For eved besoicha, and there's an eved inside. Oh, so it says also you'll have to carry the bowl. But omar rabbe barbachona, omar rabbi yechanin, be kalkola meleya peiris askinam. We're speaking about a kalkola that's full of peiris. So it's a bosses ledover also ledover mutter. So then you're allowed to carry the kalkola. Time it is peiri, because there's peiris there. Or less peiri like, but without peiris, you're not allowed to carry a kalkola with an eben. So you see, Claude, there's no such lumdis that since the keli is as a kli heter, even though there's muktzanid, you're allowed to carry. How could Rabbi Yechanan say such a thing? Agavuche, to understand this halacha, kalkola malaya peiris, yesh by heaven, we have to know two things. The Gemara asks the kasha, it's not l'chadchila, you shouldn't be metaltal, be menaya. If you have an opportunity, be menaya the heaven. So the Gemara says to be menaya the heaven, so the peiris will fall out and will get ruined. So you don't have an eitzav near. The Chodesh Avor brings a Morgan Avram, there's another eitzav. So take out the peiris. He says, malaya peiris. You know, I was talking about a kalkola malaya peiris, it's a tremendous tirche. So Mamela to take out the peiris. So Mamela doesn't have an eitzah, to take out the peiris nish, to be menayer nish. a person is permitted to be metaltal the kalkola. But only if it's Malaya Pavit. So Mamela, so Rabbi Zeira asked Rabasi, how can Rabbi Yechanan say over here that you're permitted to be metaltal a machto with Eifa? He said you're not to be metaltal a kalkola if it's Malaya Pavit. Ishtoimim kishachodo. So they hit him, the kash hit him like a bomb taker, because he didn't know what to say. Then he told him a teres. Boma ochinami the ispokat. Oh, you know, this machte, there's some particles of levoina mixed up in the ashes. So memele, so it's also basis ledover also ledover amuta. There's ashes there which are mukta, but there's still particles of levoina there. Same thing. Let us see Rashi. So trashi neit alo de makal kolo b'shabes v'evan b'soicha holek ha-peiri loi the klinas the bosses le'evan utveil aloi the kli becomes a bosses to the utveil aloi a bottle teiret kli didei and it loses the teiret keili becomes a bosses to the evan vachi nami nase bosses nases machto bosses le'ifel Rabbi Yechanan shamin alei le'el Rabbi Yehuda svir alei Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So this is a shvera Rashi. How does Rabbi Yehuda come in over here? I mean, Rabbi Shimon alone holds bosses. Rabbi Shimon holds that a bosses is also, that was the Gemara started a minute ago. That you're not in metaltal on there because it's a bosses to the Shalheves. So why all of a sudden does Rashi stay as Nikteir and Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Maharsha explains Rashi as follows. That Be'emithin, who says Bechlal Eifer is Mukta? Bizman Chazal Eifer was they used to use it. They used to be Mechasas Haroik, Mechasas Atsoye. They used Eifer. So what's Bechlal the Kasha? It's Mukta. No, what is Pshad? You have to be Meichen the Eifer. That means if you want to use it, you have to be Meichen it. That's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Shimon, that there's no such thing as mukta von sich allein. Anything that's possible to be used falls into the gather of muchen already, according to Rabbi Shimon. So according to Rabbi Shimon, Eifer is not, Eifer is muchen. So Rashi says, no, but Rabbi Yechanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So Eifer is not muchen if he wasn't making it for Hedye. So that the kash is how you have to be metal to the machta. That's how the Maharsha says Pshat and Rashi. So he answered him, there is beikaltim, there's particles left over. Shnishtairu min hoir, ulevoine, and the particles of levoine, the dalad is a grais, chos yeloriach. Levoine, one can smell. It has a use. Vagav levoine metalto lamachta imafro. And because of the levoine, you can be metalto lamachta with the eifa. Dum yed kalkolam leye peres. Ve'evan beseichel. Carton particles shall shear levoina of the levoina that's left over. Yeah, that was the terror. Let us see Tosfos. Li hita rebi letaltal machta biyafa. Hashta salkedaiter de efa machta muksu. So that was the kasha. Omer rabbe babachona, omer rabbi yoichenin, kalkolam alaya perech. Taimo. Fektoisa mailoi porich, belav milse de Rabbi Yochanan. You have to ask, Rabbi Yochanan said that the Mishnah speaking about kakola malaya peiris, mas nisen de perik neutals, and often the Mishnah desnan, moi shal gabe kar menayir esakar. You have money on a pillow, you cannot carry the pillow, you have to be menayir, you have to tilt it and it falls off. Vehein neutlis, vehein evin shal pi chovis, mata al tzida vehine fellas. I will tiltul gomorosus. Why do you have this kakasha from Rabbi Yochanan? It's enough in the Mishnah. That if you have mukta on an article, you're not allowed to be metalful, and you have to be menaya. Vay marie da hava mina deshani mois tachshivi v'loi botli. I would think maybe mois is anders. Money has achshivi so it doesn't become bottle to the cow. A pillow, money don't is bottle. Ve'evin shal piyachovis. Hava mina de mayrishi mesukin listo in piyachovis. It was made to be soisim the piachovis. Vachovis tzrichalo, ulekach loy botlo. Agavulche, we shouldn't go into a big blotter, but the Rashba says it was mesukin al piachovis, so he needed something to cover the barrel, so he took an oven, and it was mesukin, he trimmed it around that it should be mesukin, listem piachovis, so why is the oven mukze? So the Rashba says, because you need yichud lo'ilam in order to make from a stone a keli. That's tamazoy, temporarily I'm using this for a barrel cover, it does not become ois even. It's not a keli. So, Taisva says, without Rav Yochanan, I would say as follows. That if the davar muktzeh is chashuv, if the davar muktzeh is chashuv, so then it becomes a bosses. But if the davar muktzeh is not chashuv, ashes are not chashuv, so then could be the keli alone is sufficient, it's more chashuv than the ashes, you'll have to carry it off the keli. So therefore the Gemara brought a kalkola with an Evan besoicha. This Evan is not speaking about a choshev Evan. It's speaking about any Evan. This Evan isn't doing anything in the kalkola. V'afal pikein you need peiris. That was the Gemara's kasha. So what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answered that he answered him that no, that this kalten shall avoino, so mameletz abosis ledover osa ledover mut. Fine. Omar Abaye. So Abaye asked him, listen, Kaltin Bei Rebbe Michshivi. This mice occurred in the house of Rebbe. Bei Rebbe, the Nosi V'osher Havi. Rabbeinu HaKodesh, if you had a machte that was full of ashes and you have 10 particles of Levoina there, you think in his house they went in the Sashod Avekzevolfen. And they went and picked out the pieces of Levoina. Please, in Rebbe's house, I showed the tzait. They threw it in the garbage. They didn't obey Rebbe. The Nasi v'oshav amich shivi. That is a shivis. That's called a bosses or davar muta davar osa. V'chitei mechazul aniim. If you'll tell me, no. You're right. Davar osa. So he says, no, it's not true. But Tanya will listen to Baraisa. Big day aniim la aniim. Big day aniyim am a kabel tume for aniyim. Big day ashirim la ashirim. Big day ashirim am a kabel tume for ashirim and kolshken aniyim. Avol da aniyim la ashirim lo. If it only is Hashem beged for an oni and not for an osher, so if this will be bebeisoy shall osher, it will not be mekabel tume. So you see, you look visa gevinza. So the Gemara was medame hilchis tume to hilchis mukta. Let us see Rashi. Big Dayanim, what's called Big Dayanim? So Rashi says there are two characteristics. Either Shalosh al Shalosh. It's three etzbois al three etzbois, which is a very small shear. The normal shear for Nosher is Shloisha Tvachim al Shloisha Tvachim. That's a keherge piece of material. And this is only Gimel al Gimel etzbois. Oy Shechuton, Ova, or the whole material is made out of a very coarse thread. Have begodim la aniyim le nyintume. For aniyim they're begodim le nyintume. Big day ashirim, shloisha al shloisha, have begodim la ashirim vecholshken la aniyim. Avo big day aniyim la ashirim, la have beged gabayu, vloy mekabli tume. Ochenami bei rebi, in the house of rebi, leichshivi kaltin o botli. So the kaltin doesn't mean anything in its bottle. So it's bitter. Let us see Tosfos. Big day aniyim laniyim. Aim Rabbeinu Tam, the davke betumas medres. The Tosfos Rosh says that Tosfos is chaylik on Rashi. Rashi did not specify what tuma we are speaking about. When the Tam says this is not a klal, the davke betumas medres. Tumas medres is dependent on yichud. Be yichud tal yemilse. Mistame the Indian is just like we had by tumas medres. If someone sits on something that is oimid to be used, so it's not mekabel tumas medres. Say, amoid v'nasa melachteinu. Tumas medres is only if it's miyuchid liyeshiva. Tumas medres is tali in yichud. So oimer Rabbeinu Tam, the davke betumas medres, to be yichud tal yemus. You have to be miyachidit for medres, so memelus, so there is a difference between big day anim and big day ashirim. Avol b'shal tumas, the Italian milse be yichud. That doesn't depend on yichud. The filo yemutul ba'ashpa marbinen ivabeged the sholish al sholish metame bein laniyim bein lashirim the bekro leimaflig midi. The pasuk doesn't make a difference. Okay, we don't have to go into the rai and the kasha, but that's how the Rabbeinu Tam learns pshat in big day aniyim. Das was er mit Fes verkehrt, so, since Tumas Medres ist tolle in Yichud, und Mukz ist auch so tolle in Yichud, wie es Miyachid, oder wie es nicht Miyachid, so mit Meile, die Gemara was mit Dame. So, der Din Chshivis, if it's Hezer Chshivis, it's a Bosses oder Bosses oder Bosses, Mutter oder Naht, that must come as the same categories of Hilchus Tumas Medres. So, Kaponim, the Gemara did not like this Teretz of Karten. By Rebbe, the Karten did not make it a Bosses or Davos or Davamut. Elo Amar Rabbi. Mi did a Havi a Graf Shal Rei. No, they were metalpud by Beis Rebbe, because the ashes were not at, let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Hodi Shorlei Letalpul Machta Ba Afra Mishim Da Afra Moisa Lei Leroisai Padasim. The Beis Rei Shal Rebbe, he had plush chairs. It's ashes, it's nicht. Aber ki graf shal rei, besanye me meseches bei, mutter lei ziehe la ashpe she bechotze, not mechui if to live with it, you permitted to take it out. So meila, that's the heta. Oma rove, shtei tshuvis bedova. It's not so poshe. Chod a graf shal rei, is mois. So there was a heta to take it out. Vahai, loi mois. This isn't mois. It's not mois. He doesn't like it. It's not the psazoi, doesn't it match with the furniture, but it's not moist. For oi, graf shal rei megale. Graf shal rei, it's an open graf, so it's bitter, it's ekeldig. Aber vahai michsi, this machte had a cover to it, and there was holes in it, and when the spices used to burn, the reich went up to the holes, and out of the ashes, nothing's coming up. Oh, kaponim, how can you say it's a graf shal rei, it's covered. Sagt Rashi, Graf klicheres amuchen lekach. Michsi, kol macht is mechusse sein, wie es beim Nekovem, loi zi oreach. Elo oma Rove. So Rove came and said a new teretz. Ki yavine bei Rav Nachman. And he said, when we were by Rav Nachman, have metaltalinon knuna agav kitmo vapogav diika oleo shivrei eitzen. He says, when we were by Rav Nachman, we were metaltal a knune because of the ashes, even though they were shivrei etzim. So let us see Rashi what the teretz is. Knuna klina choishes shemeviyim by ha'ul lifnei asorim leishamim. This is a portable radiator. So they used to have etzim and it used to burn in summer during the week. Thus they used to go and used to bring it to warm up the sorim. So we were metaltal in Shabbos agav kitmei. You metaltal this knuna gav kitme. Shahoyu tzrichen la afroi lachasais roi kaitsoyim. And we will metaltal it because we wanted to use the eifa. Vim taime matzad iso yeshka. So we're speaking about an eifa that was mucham lachasais roi kaitsoyim. So the eifa was mutter. So they were metaltal the knunye agav kitme. So that means that the Eifer is mutter, the davar mutter, they were making it. So there's the metaltal, the knunya agav kitme. Vim taima matzad iso yeshka, yeshakoyach. A fellow will say the knun is a klisha malach te lisa, so tzayrich gufa, you're taking it, you need it, you have to bring the ashes there. And the ashes are stamazay mutter. Ein revused, afar gav dika olay shivre yeitzim. But in this wasn't pure ashes. There were still pieces of wood there. Abal koponim, so we say that the ashes, so the shivrei etzim azicha mukze. The ashes are not mukze. So we say that the ashes, because of the ashes, it becomes abosis l'dover osa l'dover amuter. The ashes are the dover amuter, and the shivrei etzim are the dover osa. Vahodar avrum nisname, hai machta ba'afra dekoma machta bishvil afra. Not he was permitted to carry the machta even though there was eifer. He carried the machta because of the eifer. Sho yitzorich lo, he needed eifer. V'datayu aleyu meyesme. Rebu sashmin en avar gavdik ala shivrei etzim. V'havik yo kalkola shal peiris v'evan b'soicho. So that was the meister what they told over here to Rebbe. Rebbe was matter to carry a machto b'shvil afro, even though it wasn't pure ashes. There was Mehurev Shivrei Eitzim, which is Takya Mukta, and Rebbe said that it's equivalent to a Kli Shemalach Telisa, it's equivalent to a Boshes L'davar Osser L'davar Mutta. Let's just go to, let us see the Taisus Afal Gav. Then we'll come back to the previous Taisus. Afal Gav the Ikala Shivrei Eitzim. So lechayre, after this whole sugya, so lechayre, the climax ended up with a fizzlech. This is not the ganze chiddush. The ashes were mutter and shivreitzim were mukte, and then the bosses davar mutter. So what's the big chiddush? Nira l'rabbeinu tam, the shivreitzim chshivi tvei may even shibakalkol. And I think a very big chiddush over here. Here the mukta is ganz fine and choshev. In leikain, maika mashmalo. Yeah. What is the chiddush? Later the Gemara is going to ask a kasha. So he says, fakert, that is the chiddush. The chiddush is that even though shivrei eitzim is choshev, I thought the Gemara says in Gittin, that by the mice of the chubim, the Rav Chisda said, that his keys of anything he'll give over to his mishores, besides the keys of the eitzim, of the oitzer of eitzim. Eitzim, we have to understand, milevendach an avelt, that the oven is heated by gas, the stove is by gas, that water boiler by gas, the furnace by gas, what's that mom eitzim? But by them, anything they wanted to do, they needed eitzim. So eitzim was meiridik chashiv by them. They needed, the Gemara says, for one eitzer of chitim, you needed 60 eitzers of eitzim. Was meiridik chashiv. So Memele, so the Rabbeinu Tam says, we're saying a big chiddush. This is not a kalkolo with a stone. A kalkolo with a stone, versteht sich, that the ikir is the peiris, and the stone is tamazay, a pebble that doesn't have any chashivis. Here we're speaking about Shivrei Eitzim, which have a gebaldike chashivis. Afal Pikein, that was the Chiddush. That means the Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, Afal Pikein, this is Shivrei Eitzim, is a gebaldike chashivis. And this is Eshis, is also a Shimush. Al Koponim, he was Mechadish, that it also becomes a Bosis L'Dover, it becomes a Bosis L'Dover, also L'Dover Amuta. I mean, there's a Machlikis, a Poiskim, if there are two halachas, if the mukta is more choshev, it's sicher not considered bosses l'davar l'davar muta. If the davar aheter is more choshev, it's sicher good. The machlokes apoiskim, what if they're equal? Shaila. So al kaponim ain't from the beid. Rebbe was machadish yashtik toire. Either Rebbe was machadish that equal is good, or if you hold you need always better the davar aheter. So Rabbi was machadish that the eifer is still more choshev than the shivrei eitzim. But Rabbi said ashtik teire. This is not the mission of kalkola. So therefore, that's the maise that they remember. Let us just go a little further. Meisvei, if the shivrei eitzim, so then you're like playing with hot water. The Shavin, we learn, Shim Yesh Bo Shivrei Psila Sha'osa L'Taltol. We learn that a Ner, that here Shivrei Psila, one is not permitted to be metaltol. So we'll see in Taisvis that here we are speaking about that there was Shemin in the Ner, and there was Shivrei Psila in the Ner, and we say that the Shivrei Psila is more Choshev than the Shemin. Sha'osa L'Taltol. So Mamela, you see, if that's like a pshat, so Shivrei Psila is more choshev than Shemen, so Shivrei Eitzim should be more choshev than Kitmo, so that's not a posher to Teretz. Omar Abaye Beglilo Shono. That's what it says, that Shivrei Psila is more choshev than Shemen, that's in the Golul. But like this, Shivrei Eitzim can cancel out to Eifer. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Beglilo Shono. Veshavin Rabbi Yehuda ve Rabbi Shimon shenechleku b'ner yoshon. There's a machloikis b'ner yoshon, but if there's a psila shivrei psila b'soicha, it is also. So Rashi says beglila shono shechshuvais lahem shivrei psila. By them is very choshev shivrei psila she'ein begodim shel pishton mitzuyin lahem. The godim shall pishna is very, is not motzui. Hilkach loy botli, so this doesn't become bottle to the shemen. The nasa ner bos islam. That was Dafke in Golub. I just would like to be ma'ira. We had a machloikis, Rabbi Kevegan, the machtes ha-shekel, what's called shivrei psila. Rabbi Kevegan learned that shivrei psila could be a psila that's 10 inches long. If it was once used, it's ois keili, it's mukze. Rabbi Kevegan didn't understand it, but that's how the Kevegan understood pshat and toisvis. The machtes ha-shekel and the chazaynish say, no, if you have a psila that's roi l'shimush, it's always a keili. Shivrei psila means it's not usable anymore as a psila. So I really don't understand. So Rashi's pshat says in the Golul that begodim shel pishton were not motzui. So memele the shivrei psila was that meiridik leila leila. Now how big was the shivrei? You can't use it anymore for a week. So what are you going to do with it? It's soaking in oil. And it's not usable anymore for a week, and it's more chashiv than the shemen because big day pishton, it's very difficult to understand. So bishlam let Rabbi Kevege could be a bit psilin, and it was once used, so it's not, it's mukze for some reason or other. But according to the Machzis HaShekel and the Chazanish, I really don't understand how chashiv could it be. What could they do with it already? It's not even usable anymore for a psila. Let us see Tosfos. Have a metaltalin kinune agav kitma. Perish kinune machto. So Eis Rava relates a maise that by Rav Nachman they used to carry a machto because of the ashes. Vahaino machto v'afro. Dele'el perish agav afro. Shehusak me'erev Shabbos, the muchen hu, da'achozi l'chassis bo'roi koi tzoya. Yeah. The kosh, the mashme, davke agav kitma shori. Alav hochi nasa bosis l'dover osa. So the chayre, the gemara would seem, the gemara says there were shivrei eitzim, and the whole heter, one was permitted to carry the machte, is because there were shivrei eitzim, because the eifer counteracted the shivrei eitzim. But what would be if you only have a machto without kitmo, without eifer, just with shivrei eitzim? It would zichah be a bosses. Halav hochi nasi bosses l'dover osa. Taisis vilu bepeg beiz debeya oma gabi eimizam nimnochi b'shabes. The Gemara says one of the reasons one should not invite a goy in his house for Shabbos, mishum shiurei koises, because when he drinks out a kois of wine, so the remnants of wine become dovuk to the kois, and that wine is tam yenom, so memele, so the kois becomes a bosses, and now you can have koises over there, and you have a table, and you have to move the kois, and be metal to mukze. So the remedy is don't invite goyim for the Shabbos meal. Mishum shiyur emezamim nochi b'Shabbos, mishum shiyur ekaisis. Porich, fragt the Gemara, what's the problem with the kais? Netal talinu agav kasa. You have their remnants of wine, which is taka mukze, but you have your kais. So it can be metal to the remnants of wine because of the kais. Milo yoma rovik yavinen bei Rav Nachman ave metaltalin in knuna agav kitmo. Rovik said they were metaltal the knuna agav kitmo. Ava gav dike lo shivre yeitzim. Frek toch teis vishayma shemayim. What's the kashe? O my porach. Shani knune, the knune is the keili. The agav kitmo, since in the keili there's eifer, metaltalo. So he can be metaltal the shivre yeitzim agav kitmo. Aval bekois leka ela davarosa. This is only a bosses to davarosa. So the Gemara brings a raya from Knune that one is permitted to be metal to la kois with shiurei yai. Paimari, the shiurei koises, lechshivi lemehevi kois bottle legabayu. The shiurei koises is not choshev that the kois should become bottle to it. It should become a bosses. Aval gav shein heterim moem. Because Tfei gri mishivrei eitzim shimakitna beknune. So the Ri says that the etzim, the union of bosses is relative. That means shivrei eitzim, no, shivrei eitzim is taka dover choshu. So memele, so there the kois, if you have a machte with shivrei eitzim, fakir, that's a bosses for shivrei eitzim. So therefore you needed kitma also. But, so then we say that it's a bosses, the ika keli is for the kitma. But over here, if you have only a kais, which yure kais is, so that, the kais alone doesn't become bottle, it doesn't become a bosses. That's how the Ri learns pshat. Let us see again the next thesis, and we should finish it. Afa gavdika le shivre yaitim. Nira la rabbeinu tam de shivrei eitzim shiva tvei me even shiva kalkol adim le kei maike mashmala va de makshilei me bereise de gemore es ta kashe vam de bereise de shodin de gemore es ta kashe where you see you can't be metautel an neher shivrei psile le saye me mas nisan de kalkol of even besoiche was fragst du mir von an neher with a psile it says a kalkol with an even. It's yilatav bimetal to the kalkol of this peiris. Ela shivrei eitzim chshivi tvei. V'yesh ledamei shivrei eitzim legavi yeifa ki shivrei psila legavi shemen. That the Gemara held, that's a mechutin. These two. And if we see that shivrei psila legavi shemen, it becomes a bosses to the shivrei psila, and it's more choshev than the shemen. So who adin shivrei eitzim legavi kitten? The Gemara says no. Shivrei psila legabi shemen is only begli lashon. That's only that Allah was said begolo. Perish bekunteris shachshuv islam shivrei psila. Them was very choshev shivrei psila. Shem big day pishton metzuyin lahem. So memeila shivrei psila was gevaldik choshev. Veinir la rabbeinu tam. Tamrinen b'shilei bo bekame. Loikhin min hanoshim klitemer biyehude. Klipishton begolu, mashmesha motzui pishton harbeishon. So it seems the chiddush of the Mishnah is that the Mishnah Besim is telling us that one should be choshed if women are selling things if the husband is maskim. So, in Yehuda, there was an abundance of tzemer, and the women used to have permission from the husbands to make kli tzemer. In Galil, there was abundance of pishton. So, memela, they had permission to make kli pishton, so one is permitted to buy. Mashmesh amotzi pishton harbesham. So, by this, there was a lot of pishton there. Because why did he say Yehuda kli tzemer and Golo kli pishton? I mean, you can buy kalim from them. So why is it because in Yehuda there was abundance of tzemer and Golo there was abundance of pishton. And Rashi says pishton was so rare, shivrei psile had a gewaldike chshivus. So Taisus does not like Rashi's pshat. Meforish Rabbeinu Tam, beglila shanu something else in Gansen. Shehoy elam roiv shemen. There was an abundance of shemen. That's pshat. The shemen was worthless. That means shivrei eitzim agav kitmo, the ashes, it has a psach shechibis. But shemen in Golol was mamish as I didn't have too much of shechibis because of the tremendous abundance. The chaymash repair came to Sanhedrin that there was an abundance of shemen in Golol. The Gemara says they wrote a letter to the Anshe Golul, Gabituli Geres, Achsoiv La'achona B'nei Glilo, to our brethren, the those who live in Golul, Ilo V'sato. So he told them, informed them, this man Biur Emote, the time of Biur, Biur Maisras came, it's the Shona Shlishis, La'afrushi, you should remember me, La'afrushi Maisro Mimatone Zeise, so Bimafrish Maisras from the Zeisim. So Weiss Tachoi says that there was, he only spoke about Zeis, and Weiss says that there was abundance in Golu of Zeis. Vama benozi beperg beishamai, begli lishonu, dechamra odif mi mishra. That chamra is better than mishra. That means that out of the two, chamra was more chosh. V'yayin o yimotsu lehem harbe. Kedi omar ba moitzi yayin, they had a lot of yayin also in Golo. Because the Gemara says, na moitzi yayin gabi mayim kedi loshuf behen es hakiloy. The Gemara says, na moitzi yayin, that in Hilchas Haitzah, the Chiyav Haitzah is on something that has a shir chashivis. So what is the chashivis of mayim? What is the shir chashivis of mayim? Gabi mayim k'dei loshuv b'em es hakiloel. He says the hakiloel was a type of an ointment, a medicine, that they used to go and they used to put this kilo into water, into a liquid, and it used to melt, it used to disintegrate, and then they put it on the eyes. So if you have, so there was a ratio how much water you needed for the kilo. So if you took out enough water, they lost your venous kilo, so memele, so that has a chshivis, and you chayv al tzeitzah. So the Gemara asks Akasha, when you're measuring the chshivis of mayim, l'chayre, you look what one uses mayim the most. So one uses mayim the most to mix up with the tequila, or one uses mayim the most to drink mayim. So l'chayre, the greater tashmish is drinking, not to be mixed up in the kila. So l'chayre, when you look at the chshivas of mayim, you look at the tashmish hechoshuv. You don't look at the tashmish hashchiach, not the tashmish ein hashchiach. So why do you say mayim te loshuv emes the kila? Kama begli loshanu. The refuas mayim shchichet fei mishtiye shoylem roiv yain voyashoysen kol yain. So the Gemara says that the Tosfos learns from the Gemara that in Golo who drank water? If you have wine, who drinks water? So what did they do with water? Water they used for the skiller. But drinking, who drank water? It's a shod. If you can drink wine, why should you drink water? Va'afilu ha'chi, so the Gemara says in Nozir, Chamra odiv lo mi mishcha. That wine had a bigger chshivis of mishcha. Kashem noilem bezul yoyse. They had a medic abundance of wine. They had a greater abundance of shemen. So lemaise, so memele, so in golil, shivrei psile is more choshuv than shemen.